started discussing last night's Minyanim of Sfiras HaOmer to quickly review and continue. So we discussed a major machlokas in the Rishonim on whether Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah min HaTorah, is a biblical mitzvah, or is a rabbinical mitzvah. We said the Rambam holds clearly the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah min HaTorah, even Bizman HaZeh. And Tosfos, another Rishonim hold that it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. Then we discussed the Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, who makes the distinction Bizman HaZeh. He makes, it's a double machlokas. The machlokas Rambam and Tosfos is whether Sfiras HaOmer is min HaTorah or not, but they agree days and weeks go together. Rabbeinu Yerucham said days and weeks could be separate mitzvahs. And in fact, he says, Bizman HaZeh, counting days is a mitzvah min HaTorah, counting weeks is a mitzvah midrabanan. And that's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank explained, that's the minhag of the Svardim, that they break up La'omer in between the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks. We say La'omer at the end. It's not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah anyway. And they say La'omer in the middle of days and weeks to make the clear demarcation between a mitzvah min HaTorah and a mitzvah midrabanan. Like we do by Birkas HaMazon, we say Bon Avarachem Avishraim Amen. We finish benching min HaTorah, and we move on to the mitzvah midrabanan. And then the Beis HaLevi pointed out, if you're going to miss a day, try not to miss it on 7, 14, 21, and 28, because then you mess up days and weeks all in one. But if you messed up during the week, you could still continue counting with the bracha. So somebody asked me, when is the earliest time to count Sfira? So we'll discuss that question a little bit. So when's the earliest time to count Sfira? What are the Zmanim? So in general, the general background is, usually until sunset, we consider it Vadayom. Up until sunset, it's considered daytime. And when the three stars come out, it's considered nightfall, Seitz HaChochavim. That's clear. The question is, what is the time period between sunset and nightfall? That's known as Ben HaShemashos. It's known as twilight, but in Halacha, it's known as Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, doubtful day, doubtful night. It's unclear what this time period is clear, so it's a doubtful time period. So we have a general rule, Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra, a doubt regarding a biblical law was strict, Suffolk Durabanan L'kula, a doubt regarding a rabbinic law was lenient on. So it should come out then. So according, if you hold Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa like the Rambam, then you cannot count during the Ben HaShemashos period. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah. We have to be strict, and we have to wait until nightfall to start counting Sfira. If you hold like those Rishonim who hold it's only Durabanan today, so at first glance, Suffolk Durabanan Lakud say that one is permitted to count during Ben HaShemashos, during the period after sunset, but before nightfall. So let's assume, like the opinion, so according to the Rambam, you have to wait until nightfall. According to the other Rishonim, they say you can count during Ben HaShemashos. Is that a lichat chila thing? Is that that's the preferable time to count? Well, no, it's not. We're still telling you to wait until nighttime. But if you count during this time period, it's a post facto question. If you counted during Ben HaShemashos, I'll tell you, and you forgot to count the rest of the night, so I tell you you're okay, continue counting with the bracha. How do we look at this Ben HaShemashos? How do we look at this Suffolk Durabanan Lakula? Is that something that it's lechatchila to do or post facto? So within this, it seems to be a machlokas Tosfos versus Duran. Tosfos actually says it by Sfiras HaOmer. Tosfos and Menachos claims that lechatchila, one should start counting Sfiras HaOmer at Ben HaShemashos. Because why? Since the Torah says, Temimos Tiyena, we want a complete count. So there's a famous sheet of the Bahag, we'll discuss maybe another time, but really what it means is, Temimos, you start counting at night, and you have a full 24 hours, you start the beginning of the day, which is nighttime. So since Ben HaShemashos is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, so Tosfos says you should, L'chatchila, one should make it as Temimos as possible, and therefore count right away. That is the opinion of the Bali Tosfos. So you should be counting right at Ben HaShemashos. And the Ran seems to think differently. Tzafik the Rabban and Lakula is only a post facto. Where is Isran? It's a famous Ran in Arvei Psachim in a different context. The Gemara in Kuf Ches Amin Aleph in Arvei Psachim talks about the mitzvah of Haseba, the mitzvah of reclining. We know we recline for the matzah, or we did, and you recline for the wine. So the Gemara has a discussion. We know we have four cups, so on which of the four cups is one obligated to recline on? So that's a dispute in the Gemara in the name of Rav Nachman. You know, like a regular shiur, you come out, some students say the Rebbe said this, and some say the exact opposite. So back in the Gemara's time, they quoted Rav Nachman. Some say Rav Nachman says the first two cups you have to recline, and some quote in the name of Rav Nachman the last two cups. So we don't know. What should we do? Should we recline on the first two or the last two? The Gemara says, you know what? Aidi va'aidi by Haseba. The Gemara concludes, okay, so let's recline on all four. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. We're not sure whether it's the first two or the last two. So the Gemara says to recline on all four. So the Rani asked the famous question, like, what do you mean? Haseba is only a mitzvah midrabanan, and dalakosis is also drinking the four cups. So we have a general rule, as we pointed out, Safek derabanan wakula. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law will lenient. So what do you mean? So just pick two of the four and let's go with it. Why are you being machmir like this? Some din d'oraisa, so we have to be strict and you have to recline on all four. Just pick the two and go with Savak, Jerabban, and Lakua. So the Ran has two answers. One is a famous answer. He goes into Lumdis where he points out that the reason you can't say Savak, Jerabban, and Lakua here. Because why? Because everyone agrees that because what Safek Drabban and Lakula? He says it's a Safek Hashakel, it's an evened out, 50-50. I don't know which way to go. So I have no right to pick one way over the other, he says, because if I go by the first two cups, I'll say Safek Drabban and Lakula. Okay, I won't recline. I'll move to the third and fourth cup, I'll say Safek Drabban and Lakula. I'll end up uprooting the mitzvah of Haseba Lagamre. And that's definitely wrong, because Rav Nachman definitely said you have to recline at least two out of the four. So if you go with Safek Drabban and Lakula, you'll end up knocking off the whole mitzvah of Haseba, and therefore the Ran says over here we don't apply the principle. Or his other answer, his first answer is that in Achinam it is Safek Drabban and Lakula, but in a milsah, something that doesn't take a lot of effort, exertion, you might as well do it. Because in other words, we see clearly from the Ran, the Ran holds Safek Drabban and Lakula is post facto, it's good, but really you should try to do it in the optimal way. So according to the Rambam, it's clear you have to wait until nightfall. According to Tosis and the Ran, who both hold Sfiras Omer's Drabbanan, so you have a Machlokas Tosis and the Ran, should I have a choice? Should I wait until nightfall? Should I count right now? According to Tosis, says you count right now. The Ran says no, you should wait until nightfall. But if you count it now, it's still okay. What is this issue between the Tosis and the Ran, whether Safek Drabban and Lakula is a L'chatchila halacha that I'm allowed to go with it right away, or I should really try to be strict, but if I'm not, it's good. So it gets into the issue of how you learn the halacha of Sfeik. Let's say, like Safek D'oraisa L'chumra, I'll give you a mashal, I'll give you a parable. Let's say you walk into, ShopRite or Sobeys, Fortino's, Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, wherever they sell kosher meat, let's say in a supermarket. So amazing, you walk in by the kosher section, you see a sign you never see, 50% off all kosher meat today. So you quickly run over to the kosher meat department and then you read the small print. It writes on the meat, on the package, it says, Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. We're not sure. It got mixed up with the other whole food meats or the other. But we're not sure. So Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. So you feel. So you just came from a workout. You're tired. You're hungry. You're feeling lucky. You say, okay, I'll go for it. You know. So you go home. You barbecue the meat, everything, and you eat it. You're enjoying it, of course, until afterwards, and you start feeling guilty about it. Maybe I shouldn't have had it. And you're waiting to 120 years to go to Beis Din Shalmala and find out was this meat kosher or not. So you're waiting online, so you call the angel over and ask him, you know, on this day when I, just tell me, he said, it's your lucky day, that meat was actually kosher. So he feels very relieved. Then he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let's go with the scales. So he's putting his mitzvahs on one side and he takes this piece of meat and puts it on the Avera side, on the sin side. So the guy says to God, what are you talking about? I spoke to the angel. He told me it was kosher meat. So he says, you don't understand. When we say Safek Daraisa L'chumra, it might be generated as a Safek. The Safek begins, it begins with the doubt. But once Talacha says Safek Daraisa L'chumra, that's Betorah's Vadai. That's a definite Psaf. And similarly, Safek Darabban and L'kula. So it's not, it might have been a Safek, but once we pass, once the Halacha, Chazal tell a Safek Darabban and L'kula, so therefore that's Betorah's Vadai. Like we have there's a Machlokes Shach in the Ramah by Svek Sveka. The details are important about tray for wings, the bones. So that's a discussion. When we say it's a Svek Sveka, it's a double doubt. Could I rely on that l'chadchila, or do I have to try to find out the facts? Let's say I could find them out. If it's after, so that's the debate. What's the issue? It's the same issue. When I say the halacha says svek svek, a double doubt is permitted. Is that once they paskin, that's it? It's l'chadchila. It's betorah's vaday. Or they say no, it's only percentages. The odds are 66%. It's not it. So I'll go with the percentages, but there's still a doubt. That seems to be the issue here between the Ran and the Bali Tosis. When we say Safek Darabban and Lakua, what's the pshat in Safek Darabban and Lakua? The Safek Darabban and Lakua mean that now once I pass it, it's Betorah's Vada and that's it? So of course I can eat the meat. It doesn't make a difference. And based in Shamal, I get rewarded for eating this treif meat, which is Darabbanan. If the Chachamim say it's Mutter, end the discussion. But I say, no, it's still a Suffolk and you should try to be Mavara. So therefore we have the Rambam who says you have to wait until nighttime because it's a Daraisa. So we have a Machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. So according to Tosfos, L'chadchila, this is the perfect time to be counting. And the Ran says it's not perfect, but we'll take it. So however, we're going to try to make the Ran also, because the Ran just says that you should preferably wait until nighttime. But there are many opinions in Lahalacha, when is nighttime? So sunset is, according to most, that's not Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, but sunset is what we call sunset. So then there's different sheets. There's Rabbeinu Tam, you wait 72 minutes for Shabbos. Others wait an hour after candle lighting, 42 minutes. But the different sheets in the Rishonim, when is nightfall? So the Vilna Gaon has a much earlier Seitz HaChochavim. So the post can point out, on a mitzvah in a Torah like Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we should go with the late shear. We have to be strict because we're dealing with serious prohibition. But we're dealing with mitzvahs d'rabbanan, let's say like near Chanukah, like Rav Moshe writes. So even though we should light at nightfall, he says in New York City it could be 20-25 minutes after sunset. It all depends on where you are. So Vilna Gaon Shita in Eretz Yisrael is 13 and a half minutes, but in Chutzaritz it could be anywhere from 18 minutes after Shkia, 25. So therefore, the time we get to Ma'ariv now, so we're not going to fulfill the Rambam. And that, so anyway, we're not going to fulfill the Rambam, he says to wait until Seitz, and we have to be strict if it's a mitzvah in our Torah. However, according to Tosis and Zuchatchila, and the time we're going to dive in Svira, we'll also fulfill the Shitas Haran as well. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omer Retzak, Adish Baruch Hu, Lizakis, Yisho, Lepich, Akhir, Mamdor, Mitzvah, Shemar, Adonai, Chafet, Suman, Zito, Yaldiyo, Torah, Biyadir.